My name is Rachel Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T. I thank you for the opportunity to speak. I also want to thank the people in this room for being here, so many who have absolutely nothing to gain personally, financially, but are here out of great care and affection for this community and this state. I find it very moving. I am opposed to the Northern Pass Project because it will have a negative impact on the welfare of this community. I believe it will reduce property values, and I cheer you on, Jeannie Menard. I hope you can help the group to understand how that works. It does nothing to promote long-term growth of industry for Deerfield. It will have a negative impact on the environment, aesthetics, and use of natural resources of this community and the state. And I would like to say a few more words about what I mean by use of natural resources and long-term negative impacts. In 2010, I was a member of a delegation of 10 foundations from around the country who were invited to meet with USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, Undersecretary Doug O'Brien at the White House to talk about the most pressing issues facing rural America. And guess what? Energy extraction and transmission was at the top of our list. New Hampshire is not the only place this is happening. Our argument at the time was that rural America was and is facing a new gold rush that is large-scale extraction, generation, and transmission of energy. And this will decimate the critical natural amenities that are the very key to the future for rural areas. Not much has changed. At that time, I was talking about Coos County. Now we're looking at the entire state, multiple projects. And while rural areas may not have the financial wealth or political capital to buy our way to economic vitality for us, for neighboring population centers, and for the entire state, we have natural assets that are essential and provide essential services now and will in the future if they are still here. The Northern Pass Project threatens the landscape and the natural amenities that are the key to our long-term economic vitality. So I understand your charge as I think it's in chapter 162H, I think it's fairly narrowly prescribed, and I am looking at all of you, asking you to lift your eyes up, lift your heads up, and look at the broader context of this project, all externalities, and make sure that the true extent of the impacts, short and long term, are considered very deeply. You know, like Jeannie, I really appreciate hearing multiple points of view. And I think this is a great time to say that reasonable people can disagree on some of these topics. Will the short-term gains outweigh the permanent destruction of our natural assets that are our future wealth? Reasonable minds can disagree on that. I think it's up to the SEC committee to really think deeply about that. Thank you.